There could hardly be a clearer demonstration of the need for today's World Autism Awareness Day. The ACT Education Minister has revealed shocking details this afternoon of a 10-year-old boy with autism being put in a cage at a Canberra primary school. The government says there'll be an independent investigation into the matter, and the principal has been stood down while the incident is investigated. Matthew Doran reports.
On World Autism Day, the ACT Education Minister Joy Birch couldn't hide her true feelings.
I am immensely disappointed, disturbed and quite frankly disgusted that this structure was allowed in our school. It is absolutely unacceptable. Hence, there will be a rigorous review of this.
A 10-year-old boy with autism forced into a cage, 2 metres by 2 metres, within his own classroom at a Canberra primary school. Ms Birch has described the cage made of pool fencing as a withdrawal space.
Now, withdrawal places are understood across our schools. They provide, as part of a management of children with special needs and behavioural issues. This structure could not be deemed acceptable in any way, shape or form in any of our public education schools.
Last Thursday, the minister was alerted to the complaint by the Commissioner for Children and Young People. The cage was removed from the classroom on Friday. Minister Birch refused to name the school to protect the privacy of the child. She says a rigorous investigation has been ordered and the school's principal has been stood down in the interim.
There will be, make no mistake, nothing held back in this investigation. It will be expedited by somebody independent from the Education and Training Directorate, so we have very clear answers to the questions. And through this review, if there are more questions to be asked, they will be asked.
The Director General of Education, Diane Joseph, shared the Minister's concern.
The decision to erect such a structure raises so many questions. This is not how our students should be treated. This is an isolated example of very poor decision-making.
Ms Joseph didn't say how many times the child was put in the cage, what the principal's rationale was, or whether his parents knew. She says the review in her department will be wide-reaching.
We're therefore also reviewing our policies and practices with support from external education experts to make sure that we indeed do have best practice across every one of our schools and every one of our classrooms.
Well, look, I'm absolutely horrified about what I've heard so far. I think it's totally unacceptable for structures such as I've heard it described.
The opposition's education spokesman, Steve Dospot.
There are a lot of questions that arise out of this. Have this sort of situations occurred before in government schools? Do we have any other structures similar in any other schools? Why has it taken so long for this issue to be escalated?
The ACT Council of Parents and Citizens Association spokesman Hugh Bolter says the eyes of the territory will be on the investigation.
PNC Council are most concerned that all students in the ACT schools are treated with dignity and respect. As parents, we send our children to school each day with the high expectation of nothing less.
Hugh Bolter from the ACT Council of Parents and Citizens Association, ending Matthew Doran's report.